Any other comments or questions? Okay, next agenda item is interim chief job description and contract. For those who weren't here during the first hour of the meeting, which was a work session between 2 and 3, we at length and in depth discussed both documents and have a fairly short list of questions that we need to share with council, our council, and to share with you too, Carl. They're not major issues, but they're issues of importance just the same. So it's going to take some time to process that at your end as well as our end, and certainly it's not going to happen today. So my intention as chair is to call for a special meeting early next week to address the issues at hand in an official way and hopefully strike a deal.
Set it off.
I purposely turned it off.
Not
so
very well.
Obviously I turned off the wrong dang thing. My apologies for that. Any other comments from the board in terms of interim chief job description and contract?
So the intention is to have the information that Warren picked up from us and put it in some kind of a format and get it out to Carl? So
correct.
Okay.
And then so basically have a process by council, because most of these considerations are at his level, Richard Davis I'm citing, and then we will share it with you and your council, and hopefully you'll have a fairly quick turnaround, such that would accommodate a special meeting early on next week.
Yes, so far so good.
Okay, excellent. Okay, any other comments from the board?
Yeah, we should go through Pam and Nathan and get a, like today or tomorrow, and give them dates that were available so they can set up a meeting.
If you're talking about Monday or Tuesday, then we just need a Monday or Tuesday. Do you want Monday, Tuesday better, or?
That's up to the board. I'm totally flexible, Pam.
Isn't that up to having legal counsel?
Well, that's assuming that it's possible. If it's not,
right.
You know, if somebody's going to be gone and wants to be there and not phone in or whatever, speak up now. Monday, Tuesday doesn't work, then let's hear about it.
Yeah, or at least next week. Any of you have a...
on Thursday.
Okay.
I'll turn in my dates and times to you because they're too complex to go through right now.
Okay, fine.
Sure, I can just negotiate that with you guys to work it out.
Okay.
So we're talking Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, 28, 29, 30?
I think so. You know, first of all, the contract reads the start date of February 1st. Well, it's the 23rd today. We have an intervening weekend, so let's not fool around here.
I'm open on all of them. I'm not very attentive.
So am I. So.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Any other comments specific to this talk? Next agenda items, committee reports. The first... one is BLS-ALS protocols. Rebecca?
I have a comment. So basically, to follow up on the motion that was approved by the board during the October meeting, that motion requested that Dr. Sullivan finalize the ALS protocols by December, and to work with the Department of Health to expedite processing of the BLS protocols. So the Department of Health has had the BLS protocol since June. During the San Juan County EMS and Trauma Council meeting last week on December 17th, Dr. Sullivan stated there are two issues that require clarification, but said he has not yet had time to talk with DOH. In June, he reported there were two major issues and a few more minor things that needed to be clarified with DOH. So as a motion is already out there from our October 24th meeting, I would just like to reiterate here that Dr. Sullivan contacted the Department of Health to clarify the issues that are holding up their approval of the BLS protocols. We already extended the December deadline for this, and I suggest we ask this be completed no later than the next regular board meeting in February, and that Dr. Sullivan notify this board. at least as to the answers that he gets from the Department of Health. He has, because he hasn't contacted them yet. So that's my comments on the BLS. And regarding the ALS protocols, in March 2016, he reported, Dr. Sullivan reported, he expected to have full revised protocols in the next couple of months. And throughout the last 3 years, he's reported that he's been working on them. So during this meeting last week, he stated that he has not been able to work on them and suggested that the work group continue on and get them to him for approval. And the group discussed this. So I think we need to discuss, too, and I think Warren, you have some comments to make about that.
Well, on the BLS protocols, there's two of them. One is patellar dislocation reduction as a BLS, and the Department of Health just needs to be educated. It would be the first time that I think that's been done in the state on a BLS. Actually, even on an ALS, I have never seen it in an ALS protocol. And that's logical from a medical perspective. They're easy to do. Why rack up thousands of dollars of bills if it can be done? And it's easy to diagnose and easy to do. The other one is a little bit more finessed. I did speak, and I hung around for the Trauma Council meeting with Scott Williams, chairing it. And I talked with Wei Sean. I talked with Mick Price. That's not spelled correctly, but but anyway. And what's happening is these come together; they're being put into an electronic form where it can be updated more quickly. The ALS protocols that we have now have been updated numerous times, but not noted they've been updated. But they do have medication changes in, etc. But that's an arduous project. When I talked to Wei Sean and I talked to Mick and Williams, they figured that there is someplace around about 140 hours of work to do to get these all read, done in a package that can be reviewed quickly by other people, and two, entered electronically, and that's the trick. Plus, deal with the state. At the last trauma meeting, Sullivan was there. A doc did not show up for work the day before, so he came off a 24-hour shift to go to the meeting. And then a doc had to leave early that night for some reason, ended up working another shift. So Sullivan was fatigued. And that's a lot of what's going on, is he's just got too much to do. So when I talked to Wei Sean, I talked to Mick, I talked to Williams, and I left the meeting, which happened right here, and I said I was going to bring forward a motion tonight and ask them what they could do. And what I've heard is that Orcus and the other ALS providers, Orcus and Lopez, they guaranteed at that meeting that they could bring $1,000 each into the program. And I think that we should put some money into a program to hire a dedicated person that's going to sit down and get this done and get it into the format electronically and into the substantive formats. So I'm going to make a motion. And then, whereas San Juan County BLS and ALS protocols are in the process of being updated and incorporated into a living electronic database by the San Juan County EMS and Trauma Council, I won't do the acronyms, and there's approximately 150 of hours of substantive work and State of Washington Department of Health work that you'd have to actually process work. I motion that San Juan County PhD one allocate, or EMS, depending which budget we want to take it out of, allocate $2,500 to the San Juan County EMS Trauma Council for the purpose of expediting the work required to finalize the ongoing ALS-BLS protocol work, and with the acceptance of the $2,500 grant, San Juan County EMS Trauma agrees to use the grant exclusively to work on the ALS-BLS protocol development and implementation, and upon completion of that work, of that task, the SJC EMS/trauma report back to us. I talked to Mick yesterday. He might well be the one that's doing it. He has been doing it. It's been slow because there just hasn't been a lot of money to put into this program. But he thinks that he could have it done by early March or mid-March. So my motion is basically $2,500. And I went through all the budgets yesterday, and no matter which budget we take it out of, it's less than one-half of 1% of the residuals left in the budgets, in any one of these budgets we've been talking about. Whether the public hospital district should pick it up or EMS should pick it up, I don't.
Let's call for a second.
But that's where I'm at.
Before we discuss it?
Oh, I'll second it.
Okay, very good. Let's open to discussion.
You proffered it. Sorry, discussing it, I go, yeah. And so that would put $4,500 total in there, which would be $30 an hour to 150 hours. It would get us to the point that we've been trying to get to for a couple of years.
Has that been the obstacle, that there just hasn't been a designated person who's being paid hourly to get this work done?
One of the obstacles. But that seems to be the biggest obstacle, and the one, by avoiding that obstacle and having that person work with DOH and having them the authority through the trauma council and work with John, basically at DOH, it's going to move this project along a lot faster.
And then it would be a county database, so it would be work for the, it would be the,
whole,
the
county
whole county.
The whole county is going to agree to it. The reason I didn't put Shaw in there is they only have BLS, and they only have patellar dislocation and one other minor modification that we're waiting to hear back from the state. The question is whether the state needs more information on those two things. And since they don't have ALS, and it's the ALS protocols that we'll be working on, and if I told Shaw they could buy beer when we celebrate at the end, and we'll get this thing done.
Where does the number 2,500 come from?
I figured it's 2,500 came. I heard back, and verbally, I don't have it in writing. Lopez and Orcas had 1,000 they could put in it. 150 hours. Administrative assistant here makes $27 an hour. I thought we're having a paramedic review, they should at least get $30 an hour. 150 times 30 is 4,500. Minus 2,000 is 2,500. That's how I got to that spot.
Okay. So what if we were to give just $1,000, kick in our $1,000, as did Lopez and Orcas? We're paying it disproportionately to get the same result but benefit the county.
Yeah, so I'm concerned with the same thing at two levels. One, is it necessary to have a surcharge here or equivalent of a surcharge? In my discussion earlier today with Chief Martin, that there's some question about the San Juan County EMS and Trauma Council having sufficient funds in its bank account to cover this. I agree with Warren, it certainly should somehow, some way throw money at this, because Mick needs and deserves to be paid, and we're urging the system to process on the fast track, and if it costs a few dollars, so be it. So, Jerry, you're looking into having the council call a special meeting to, first of all, to ratify in I think a more official way that indeed Orcas and Lopez are willing to contribute $1,000. Is that true?
Yeah, I was waiting for this to, you guys to bring this up. I really think that I want to thank you for doing that. I think that, you know, while putting money into that will be helpful. The problem is that we haven't had a treasurer's report from the EMS council for several meetings. So we don't know how much money is in that account. So I think that, we could look at the account to see how much money is there, and, you know, maybe that isn't needed, and we could do the monies from what we already have in there. And then for making a more payment here than the other ones, I think that puts us in a problem where we're gifting a public funds into something that we don't, that the other ones aren't doing as equal. You know, Shaw not having BLS, that's understandable.
ALS.
So we can have a meeting in a couple weeks, because they just got a new secretary treasurer that's going to be going over the books to get us up to par. The problem also has been that the council, EMS Trauma Council, hasn't been diligent in filing its
Secretary of State stuff. Yeah.
So this really needs to be taken a look at to make sure that the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. So I would suggest that we go back to the council, find out how much money is in there, to see if they have the amount to do this. And normally what happens is that at the council meeting, they say, gosh, we need another, let's say, $3,000 to finish this project. At that point, the council then comes to each of the EMSs, and we can make the adjustments that way.
That's fine. What I heard from the council was that they didn't think that there was the money in there. They are changing administrative people, administrative assistants. They've made that change, and concerns about a lot of the bookkeeping, and signing into the bank was one of them, because apparently it was a fairly precipitous change. But maybe we should apportion it by the number of ALS runs. That's how it's going to get used. The paramedics on runs are going to use it, so. And maybe if Orcas is equal to us, I don't think Lopez does as many runs as we do, ALS runs. But I don't think there's a gifting issue. I mean, it's going to a dedicated purpose of healthcare. That's not a gift.
But we would be paying more. It's equally used by the three islands. I mean, Lopez and Orcas, aside from the number of runs, have to have ALS protocols. So do we. So it's equally
used that way, but as far as as use in the field on patients, there is a rationale to have it on equal pay in.
Well, I would suggest that we wait and see how much money the council has, because there might be no reason for the EMS to have to pay for it.
If we're going to wait on that and wait on the council, then...
Well, that's what he said.
I don't think we should have dates that things should be done by if now we're going to be waiting on the council. And we just had dates.
Well, the only date that I threw out was for Dr. Sullivan to call the Department of Health and clarify the two outstanding issues. Because at the last meeting, he stated that he has not had time to call them. So that was what I was suggesting, is that he call them between now and our February meeting so that we can have an answer on the BLS protocols.
Okay, that's
where
fine.
Are they? But the ALS protocols... I had asked Jerry earlier if he felt it was reasonable to ask the council to meet, like, right away within the next couple weeks, and he said yes, he thought that was reasonable, because otherwise they have quarterly meetings. So
do they really need to meet, or can you just have a phone meeting?
I mean, we could have a meeting over our Polycom. We could do that.
Yeah, because it's just how much money's in the bank. That's the question. I mean,
it's money in the bank and
voting for
and what's the commitment from the other two parties.
Yeah.
What's the level of commitment?
Yeah.
And then the council has to decide whether they're going to use that money to pay for that. So the council is the decision maker.
Because we also last year made the decision to, and we picked a software company so that we could put the software.
Right.
So that's already been taken care of in that. So.
This purchase of the software hasn't. The data entrance into the software is what's taking the time.
We have been looking at, we need to get the data onto
entered into their platform.
Well, entered, but we need to have it done on a piece of, on paper first, so we could all review it that way. And that's the part that's been taking a long time to get that done. You know, and then going back to you're talking about the patella dislocations, we've been doing that up in Whatcom County for years.
And it's in your protocol?
Mm-hmm. And these protocols are
does Dr. Sullivan know that it's already been approved by the state in Whatcom County?
As far as ALS? I
no, BLS.
So. Not BLS.
Patella.
ALS.
Oh, I'm talking about patellar and BLS.
Right. And we've been doing it, but you've also mentioned that not sure about ALS, and we've been doing it ALS for years. So it is a common practice for paramedics to do that.
Should be over the counter, actually, but it's that simple to do. That's another story.
So is Mick working right now to do this without being paid?
Mick's been being paid off and on for the last year and a half. Doing this.
But a fair amount off. And he was doing it before his interview with us. He was actually working on it while he was waiting to be interviewed.
Yeah, ironically.
Part of the issue was he wasn't getting direction from Dr. Sullivan, and I think he feels that the council feels that they got direction this last meeting because he basically said, I don't have time, so I'm passing it on to you, so that then you can give it to me to review. And I think that was the direction that was needed. So I think they're there. But I still think it's up to the council right now it's the council's decision how they spend their money.
Can we table this until we know what their financial needs are? And
can we do that before our meeting next Monday, Tuesday?
Well, I was hoping. Can you pull that off, Jerry?
I'll call Scott and find out what the amount of monies that's in there.
Because Dana was going over, working with the bank to figure out how much money they had. That was her next project after that meeting last Wednesday, so she might well have that done by now.
I will make an effort to get that information for you for your next.
Thank you. It would be terrific if we could address both outstanding issues early on next week.
You're talking on Monday or Tuesday. Okay.
Well, you know, if necessary, we can make it Wednesday. If Jerry needs that time to come up with the answers, you know, we set a record, I think, with special meetings last year. Let's not do that again. Across the district, even though one individual waives the special meeting stipend, still costs the district $500 to pull off a special meeting. Well, if we can avoid that, we should. Thank you, Warren. Is it okay then to table your motion, sir?
Sure. Table to time in specific, but hopefully before next Wednesday.
Okay. Very good. So, okay.
Do we need to vote on that?
No, well, I accept it. You don't have to vote on it. I read Robert's rules last night.
That's right. Okay. As long as the author is okay with it, then we just table it. It's not like we vacated it. Okay. We're just tabling it and delaying the final vote on it. Okay, under committee reports, CCC and Annalisa, you're on deck.
Warren and I both attended this meeting the other week, and feel free to jump in. There was just reporting from, there was a CHIC update, there was a community health needs assessment update, their ACH update, they're, you know, rolling out dollars and slowly planning how things are being used. There was a report on the 2018-2019 community health plan, vulnerable populations, and they're rolling into their next community health assessment for the next 3 years. So,
so those documents, Annalisa, you're referencing, can you have?
Would you like copies of these?
Yeah, just have it, Nathan or Pam, distributed to the board. That would be
terrific. Sure. There was some good talk about, you know, fundraising for the grant for our skilled nursing facility needs.
Perfect.
And
the other news that we got after the meeting, a couple days after the meeting, is Chris Phillips, who has been representing St. Joe's. I don't know if you got this email or not. Doing a lot of work with the sisters at St. Joe's, and here announced his retirement as of March the 1st, so, and he has a lot of knowledge and a lot of connections, so hopefully someone of half of his ability will, mm-hmm. or more will step into that role, but that's a big loss on a lot of the regional planning that's been going on.
Yeah, he's also very active in the ACH.
Yeah, active in the ACH, you're right. So, but he announced his retirement. Actually, he didn't announce it. The chief at St. Joe's said that Chris had told him. He sent out the email.
You're talking about Dale Senator?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks, Annalisa. Next item on the agenda is correction of resolution 18-499. Salem County, PhD number 1, 2019 budget. Pam.
That's mine. It's just a record keeping. The resolution was written for $1,993,470, and it after they rounded everything in our spreadsheets, it actually was $1,993,400. So it's a $70 difference. But we have to record that and put the correct number on the resolution. So that's
so the resolution cited here in the agenda, 18-499, is that a new resolution?
It's not a new. It's just a correction.
Okay. So we need a proper motion to do so, correct?
Right. And this resolution, it states the what it's doing, and that the first one was $1,993,470, and it actually needs to be $1,993,400, but it still matches what the budget spreadsheets were. There wasn't any change in the budget. It's just the number on the resolution was incorrect.
I'll make a motion to adopt the huge $70 change.
For the number, yeah. It didn't change the budget by 70. It just changed the
I seconded it, didn't I, Mark?
Sure.
No, I did. Okay, seconded. Discussion? Call for vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Amended resolution passes unanimously. And the next agenda item is Commissioner Job Duties. And you want to lead off
That is basically the last time that I was at a meeting, I had passed out what so far we had been working on the Commissioner of Job Duties, and they're basically the same. With the end of the year, am I being sick? I haven't added anything or subtracted, so, and I'm getting more feedback from some of the larger hospital districts. Now everybody's back in their offices and working, and so I hope to have a couple of examples of what they put out for their job duties. So it's a continued work in progress.
Very good. The Association of Public Hospital Districts legal manual. Mm-hmm. First four or five pages in chapter one after the preamble, mm-hmm. I think do a very good job of outlining some of the duties that I didn't see in this list.
Okay.
But I will just get to you with that. I'd also suggest that we, since it's copyrighted and I have to work off the computer to do it, it would be nice to have a hard copy in the office that you can actually just look at. And
okay.
They do quite a
it's
good
a
job.
Very long document, so, but yeah.
But the first part of the first chapter lays out the legislative, the proprietary, the
so
things that you
that
need
one.
To know. I mean,
okay.
Page 108 that talks about termination and de-annexation and all that, but that's not, but it's that first chapter that really lays out the legal basis and our powers and our responsibilities. I think that's important that, since that's the group that we're part of.
Right.
But it would be nice to have a hard copy.
Okay.
As opposed to.
Thank
it's
you.
Hard, and going back and forth on a computer.
Yeah, it is.
Through, it's hard. And trying to see what chapter's doing what. It's just easier for me because I'm open.
And you do have a lot of those highlighted here in the RCW.
Yes, there are.
This even goes into case law, proprietary issues that aren't, as I read that, I didn't see those in there.
I don't want to get it too legalese that when we pass them out, people are going to go, what the heck is that? Okay,
is this a document generated by MRSC, Warren?
It's generated by the Association of Public Hospital Districts for the state of Washington.
Okay.
And it's our legal manual. Mm-hmm. It's their legal manual that talks about all the legalities of annexation, everything. It was nicely written. I thought they did a good job when I read it.
We use that.
About 110 pages.
Yeah, we use it all the time.
We use it a lot. I'd be happy to make a hard copy for you.
If you read the copyright laws on the front page, I thought about that and I didn't want to break the law.
We'll have to call them.
Strike that from the record. We can talk later.
You can do it online. You're allowed to look at it online. But printing it is illegal.
We pay dues, though.
Just talk to Ben Lynn at Google.
Yeah, we pay $1,000 a year.
We pay dues. We're a member.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But there's stuff in there that needs to be incorporated. I can work with you on that. And it would be good to have one.
You know. Sure.
There's also fair use doctrine where we could cite an extract or an excerpt from the document legally.
So yeah, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Warren. Next category is new business. First item there is revisiting our code of ethics for a potential review and at the very least a signature for calendar year 2019. Any comments from the board?
I didn't see
any suggestions for review, Rebecca?
No.
Okay. I reviewed it. I think it's salient and solid. It's certainly signable for 2019. Warren?
I'm fine.
Okay. Very good.
It's perfectly boring. So.
Yeah. Actually, it's a little redundant, too.
It is, but, you know, that's good.
It is a bit redundant, but. Okay, next order of business is election of officers for year 2019. The board is open for nominations. No second is necessary for a nomination. Our bylaws read that board members are encouraged to submit nominations to the superintendent prior to the meeting. That hasn't happened. I don't think you've received any, have you?
No, we didn't receive any. Bye.
Yeah, but I have yet to see any nominations prior to a meeting in my 14-plus years. So the board is open to nominations for chair.
I nominate Dr. Edwards.
Any other nominations? Do we need discussion? Call for a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you.
Are you going to get here next? Are you going to be able to hear us?
After tonight, Warren, absolutely. Especially if you help me pay for them. Okay.
I'll make a motion. Look at out of Jerry's budget to pay for them.
So seating passes unanimously. Now for vice chair. Call for nominations. I nominate Rebecca Smith. Are you willing to serve?
I am.
Okay. Discussion. Call for a vote. All in favor of Rebecca Smith for vice chair, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The election passes unanimously. And the third category is secretary financial officer. And we call for nominations.
I'd like to nominate Holly Seth.
Very good. Discussion. I think she's done a great job and has really come up to speed according to higher majority. So I thank you for that. Call for a vote. All in favor, Ana Lisa?
Aye.
Aye. election passes unanimously. And the last delightful bit of business is scheduling meetings for 2019. These are obviously regular meetings of the PhD board. I think that the 3 o'clock on Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday of the month, has worked out famously. That said, for the next 3 months, we're going to have to accommodate the ongoing new EMS recruit classroom work, which starts right at 5. Sometimes we run over a couple hours. So I would suggest that we start on a temporary basis at 2 o'clock for the next 3 months, and then revert back to our regular 3 o'clock meeting thereafter. Is that okay with the board?
I still think we should meet at 5 o'clock, just so members of the public can attend when they get off work. And I realize that's in conflict with using this space.
So, correct.
But I just want that to be noted.
Yeah.
But I think that without video or audio and such, we aren't offering a lot in terms of access to the public right now.
We do have audio.
We have audio.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
But in the short term, unfortunately, as Pam alluded to earlier, we're not an easy fix in terms of enhancing audiovisual. These folks have really worked hard on getting something decent cooking here, starting with microphones, and it's just been one wall you run into after another. So
we may need to start thinking of something different, though, because depending on where the CAG lands and what this board, transpires to be, if there is a consolidation, it doesn't really make sense for us as a PhD board to be meeting at EMS if EMS isn't under our purview.
So, yeah, if that happens.
This isn't a huge crowd. We could fit in Pam and Nathan's office right now.
That's why I want the audio visual people, when they come, to do it where we can set it at our offices there too.
Yeah, we can get out of Nathan's office.
Yes.
It's just something we ought to think about.
Oh, good points, and they're salient. Unfortunately, even though Pam and Nathan have pushed hard to enhance things, improve things, it's been a really, really hard nut to crack. Okay, any other comments?
On that subject?
Yeah.
No, I do have another comment. But not
so is the board, by consensus, okay with having a temporary 2 o'clock start time? And no, Dr. Okay. Mark, with your food bank, does that work out, sir?
One day a month, I can make it work.
Okay, thank you.
For appreciate February, it. March, and April?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me very cake. Good.
And
okay, so be it. Thank
if
you.
If we have a work session, then we'll be meeting.
Uh-huh. And we also need to look at November and December. This year, Thanksgiving is the 26th, and our meeting currently is scheduled for the 25th. So that's the night before Thanksgiving, if we want to move that meeting.
Well, we didn't move the November-December meetings until late last year. Are we obligated at this point in time to...
No, but
as to what date?
But we could.
If we know that we're going to have to move it, we can put it on our calendar on the website, but we can wait.
Whatever the board wants. I would prefer to wait a little closer to those dates since things change.
Okay.
The board okay with that?
Yeah.
Dragging our heels? Okay. Thank you. Any other issues, comments?
Yes.
Sir.
I think 3 times, Richard Kraut twice, and somebody else once over the years suggested that we move audience participation up into the schedule and have it after consent agenda. I went over my notes last night. And I think there might be some validity to that.
I think originally, though, it was because it was at the bottom, and so they wanted it moved up, and that's... We moved it up before any of our unfinished or new business.
Yeah, I just bring it up for discussion if we want to do that. The other point being, at the trauma EMS committee meeting on their agenda, part of their agenda is going around the table so that Shaw, Orcas, Lopez, San Juan, and a couple other of their stakeholders have an opening just to talk about stuff that is happening around them. And I think it would be interesting. Some of the best sessions that I think we've had have been off agenda when we've had discussion groups. And I'd like to see if we can't incorporate that into our agenda. Just short reports by everyone, what they're hearing from the public. It may not come up in the public, but you might get an email or something, so that we're all aware of what each other's doing. I think it opens up communication. And that worked well for them. I mean, it didn't take 7 or 8 minutes for 5-6 different stakeholders.
Well, we could do that in our work sessions. Yeah, I think there's some limitations on agenda items. But we could do it in an open work session easily.
Well, the order of a routine agenda is addressed in the bylaws. That's number one. And going back to 2017, I suggest that we have two public comment periods. One at the beginning of the meeting, or maybe right after the consent agenda, and one at the end. For the reason that beginning of the meeting, people can express their opinions prior to any sort of decision making. And at the end of the meeting, people can express
come in our opinions.
Well, they can give us some feedback as far as what we've done.
And I know, that's what I meant. That's
unfortunately, I propose that as a motion. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Moore. Unfortunately, it was shot down.
Well, I would like to have that discussion at our next meeting.
Well, let's do it.
Putting it in there again.
You can tell where I'm going to be coming from on that. So, okay. Any other comments? Points of discussion?
Lauren is out of surgery and he's doing well.
Good. Well, that's a great way to
do it. A little tough time in the meeting. During it, he's doing better. He's extubated and talking.
Oh, that's fast. That's good.
Okay, meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much for coming.